We are learning Daf Lamed Hey Amad Beis Masechtas Midos. We're starting on top of the Am Mishnah Vav. Now we're talking about the Ezras Nashim. Now for Ezras Nashim, the Ezras Yisrael, there was these steps. Now on the right side of the step and left side of the step, there was a little door, and that door had rooms that went under the Ezras Yisrael. The Ezras Yisrael, remember, was 7.5 amas taller than the Ezras Nashim. So under the Ezras Yisrael's floor, under the Zara's floor, were these two little rooms, and the door is to the Ezras Nashim. Belishkois Hoytakas Ezras Yisrael. There was two little rooms under the Ezras Yisrael. Upsuchas Ezras Nashim, open to Ezras Nashim. Shasham Halavim Reis Mekinarius for Nevolim Satayim. That's where the Halavim kept their harps and their other string instruments and their cymbals. V'chol Shar Klishir, all their instruments, all the musical instruments, they kept in those two rooms that were on the right and left side of the steps going up to Ezras Yisrael. We get up to Ezras Yisrael. Ezras Yisrael, Haisa Oirech Me'av Soishim V'chamesh, the length was 135 amis. That's like, you know, the width of the base of Mikdash. But the length going frontwards, the width, is only 11 amis. Aroichav Achas Asre, only 11 amis. As kind of more so, it's a Urich Mayam Sosh Muhammad, which is 135 amas wide. We're calling it long. Al Reich of Akas Esrei, and only 11 amas going in towards the Mizbech. But Rosh Pispisim, Mavdilim, and Ezra Shalaz Kanim, there was these beams sticking out of the wall that showed you the difference between Ezra Shalaz and Ezra Kahanim. Because Israelim really are not allowed to go into Ezra Kahanim, Shalaz Tzarech. Let's be Yaakov, I mean, Milo, he saw there was a, like a stage in the Ezras Kahanim, Gavaya Amma, it's by the border between the Ezras Kahanim and Ezras Yisrael, Ba'aduchon Noson Aleha, and on top of that was another stage, a Bosh Sholish Mailis, and there was three steps on that stage, Shechatzi Chatzi Amma, no, half Amma each, and that's where the Levim stood and sang. Nim says, Ezras Kahanim, Gavaya Amma, Ezras Yisrael, Shtei Amma Svechza. Turns out Ezras Kahanim is higher than Ezras Yisrael, 2.5 Ammas. And it was bothering me that if you have this whole stage, so what do you need the pispisim for to say the difference between the Ezras Yisrael and Ezras Kahanim? Well, Chayra, we have these whole steps, this whole bima. So I found the Rishash asked the Kash, and he said, maybe it's Machlekes. Lezim Yaakov Taka holds, you do not need these Roshay pispisim in between to separate between the Ezras Yisrael and Ezras Kahanim. And he says, Taka the Rambam doesn't bring it down. He just brings them out the Maila and the Gducha, and doesn't bring down about the Roshay pispisim, because that alone could show you the difference between the two places. Kola Azara, the whole entire Azara, if you count the Azara from the door of the Ezras Nashim till behind the Kachek Adashim, it was 187 amis long, by 135 amis wide. There were 13 places where it was meyuchet to bow down Hayasham in the Adah Azara, and we said before the reason is connected to the 13 breaches that the Yavana made. Abba Yosi ben Chananoim, no, the 13 Shtachavais for a different reason. Kenegas Shloisha Asa She'orim is connected to 13 doorways that you have in the Azara. And what are they? The Gemara, the Mishnah now is going to enumerate all 13 doors. The Roimim, the ones on the south, which means you're facing the Heichal to the left, and you go all the way to the front, starting from the front, Smuchel Amayriv. So the first one is Shara Elyon, next one is Shara Delek, next one is Shara Becheres, otherwise called Shara Carbon sometimes, and Shara Hamayim. Why is it called Shar HaMayim? The fourth one closer to us, why is it called Shar HaMayim? Shabai Machlisim Sluchis, Shomayim, Shonisach Pachag. We just finished Pachag HaSukais, where they had Nisach HaMayim. They brought the water through that door. That's what's called Shar HaMayim. Lazim Yaakov has Dim Shah. Lazim Yaakov Aimer, it's called Shar HaMayim because La'asa Lavai, there's going to be water, a little spring coming out of Kachik Kachim, go through the Heichel and go out of the base of Mikdash through the door. Make like a right turn out of the Heichel and out the door of Shar HaMayim towards David HaMelech's castle. And it says that the water will start off very little, and at that point when it's going through that door, it's going to be like the size of little jugs. So Zogel Ezev Yaakov, Boy HaMayim Mefachim. That's where the water, when it's the size of Pachim, it goes out of that door. Then Vasidim Lias Yoytzim Tachas Miftan Abayis. Lands were going under the Miftan Abayis. This is the voice of Cheskel about Lost Love, about the spring coming out of the base of Mikdash. So to go out of this door, therefore it's called Shar HaMayim. So that's the left side, the Dharam side. Ulamasam, on the right side, B'tzafon, Smuchin Lamayrev, to the front. The first one's called Shar Yechonya, which is the, we have it as called the Shar Beis HaNitzutz, we had till now, that door. Shar HaKarbon, and Shar HaNoshim, and Shar HaShir, which is the Beis HaMaikud. Why the front one called Shar Yechonya? When Nebuchadnezzar came and captured the Beis Hamikdash, he sent Yechon Yigolus out of that door. So we already have eight doors. Sheva Mizrach, on the east side, Shar Nikna. And Shar Nikna has Shnei Pitzvashim, two small doors. Ahayoloi, Echavim. Meaning one on the right side, Echavim Shmei, one on the left side. So now we're holding by three more doors, 3 + 8 = 11. Ushnaim, there were two doors, B'mayiv, on the western side, behind the Kodesh Kodashim, Lo Yol Hashem. They did not have any name. That's altogether 13 doors. And according to Abba Yossi, that is why you had 13 Shtachavayis. Har Dun Olach, the Perek, Har Habayis. So now we finished already the Harabayis, the Soyreg, the Chael, there's Noshim, there's Israel, there's Kahanim. Now we're up to the Mizbeach. So now we'll talk about first, beginning of the Mishnah, about the size of the Mizbeach. HaMizbeach Hoya, the bottom base of the Mizbeach, it was Shloshim Ushtayim, 32 Amas by 32 Amas. Olo Amma, it went up Amma and in Amma, the Konas Amma, because that's the aside. So now it got smaller on each side by Amma. So that makes it now, it's 30 by 30. Zeh HaYisoid, the Yisoid, Nimtzes Shloshim HaShloshim, now it's 30 by 30, because it lost Amma from every side. Olo Chomash went up 5 Amas and went in again, indentation again, Konas Amma, because that's the Soiviv, that's where the Kayam walked around. Zeh HaSoiviv. Nimtza, Esim HaShmoina, now it's down another 2. So it's 28 by 28. Start off 32 by 32, now it's by 28 by 28. Then on top, on the roof of the Mizbeach, you have Mokam HaKronis, the corners. So you lose the Amma, Mokam HaKronis, Amma Mitzazah, Amma Mitzazah, you lose from each corner, the Kronis, Amma Mitzazah, Amma Mitzazah, you lose another Amma. Nimtza Chavav HaChavav, 26 by 26. Mokam Hilach Ragel Kanim, there's a place for the Kanim to walk, shouldn't slip, that's another Amma on every side. Amizah, Nimsa Chavdal, 24 by 24, Makam Aracha. The place where you burnt Kavanos was 24 by 24. The other 8 Amis were, 2 for the Asaid, 2 for the Saiviv, 2 for the Karen, 2 for the Raglikanim. That's the one for 32, 24. You knock off 8. Arab Yasim, it only starts off by 28 by 28. Kainis Varilah Midazu, so you take off 8 from 28, it's 20. Achim says, Makam Aracha, the place of where you burnt the Kavanos was Chafa Chaf, was 20 Amis by 20 Amis. That was in the first Beis Hamikdash. K'shol b'nei Agarlo, when the b'nei Agarlo came back, the second Beis Hamikdash, she came back from Bavel, a sifal of Arab Amas. They added on 4 more Amas, Menat Safon, Damas v'Amariv, all together being 32 by 32, Kamin Gamma. And therefore, it was 32 by 32, and that's where it went down to 24 by 24. Now, what's the Makar to Maracha should be 24 by 24? Shenema says in the Pasuk in Yecheskel, V'Ariel Yubbeis, Oirech, Ariel is also where the fire is. That's the Makam of the Maracha. 12 by 12, Ravua, square. Yachol, you would think it's only 12 by 12. Yachol, Shayna, Elo, Shtay Masrei, Shtay Masrei. Kshayim, the apostle says further, Arba Rav on the four corners, what does that mean? Malamed, Shmina Emtza, who made it Shtay Masrei, Amlachal Ruach. From the middle, you count 12 Amas each way. So that's how you know that the Maracha was 24 by 24. The Chutzal Sikra, There was a red strip going around the middle of the Mizbeach. Lahavdil ben Adom al-Yoinim, to make a difference in the Adom al-Yoinim, like certain kabbalas, like Achat's behemoth goes on top, Adom al-Tachtainim, which is the oil, goes on the bottom. Vayisoyid, the Yisoyid he-Mahalach, ha-Pleikol al-Tzofam, Pleikol al-Mahar. Went the whole north side of the Mizbeach and the entire west side. But on the south and east side, only went one la'ama. Only went one amma. Va'oichu b'doroim amma. And Uva Mizrach Achos. Uva Mizrach only one Amma. And the reason is because that was Chelek of Yehuda, and the Mizbeach had to be in Chelek of Binyam, and therefore the Yisoid cannot be at all in Chelek of Yehuda, and therefore it only went one Amma on each side.